Holy there. Crap.
Yeah, there are a lot of episodes.
Sometimes, right? You should check it out. It's really awkward to watch with friends, but it's really funny.
So what kind of star power are you seeing on there?
Well, okay, I will read off names that only I recognize. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Shmigiggy.
Did
you hair binder your remotes together?
Yes, I did. Okay. I realized that I only need one at a time, realistically.
I was just asking.
So it's just like, if I lose one, I will lose both. So I might as well just have it happen that way anyway.
Double jeopardy.
Recognizable names. Whitney Cummings. She has that TV show that nobody mm-hmm. likes.
And all that stand-up that everybody who hates the TV show likes.
I never got into either, so...
Stand-up is really raunchy, but 10 times better than that
the show.
Poor excuse for a sitcom.
The Sklar Brothers, Daniel Tosh, Adam Carolla, Margaret Cho, Greg Fitzsimmons, Kathy Griffin, Joe Rogan, Amy Schumer, Artie Lang... Judah Friedlander, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was listening to a comedian, but that's okay.
He loves porn.
Lisa Lampanelli, Mark Maron, Andy Dick. Recognizable names.
That yeah. sounds about okay. who I would expect on that show.
Yeah. I agree.
Porn. Sorry.
Let's not put that in the sound check.
Porn?
Oh, no, just the whole, like, I don't think we need people searching for that show and then
why not?
Unfortunately finding, I don't know.
Well, it would be worse to start, like, yeah, right on Whitney Cummings and saying...
Don't Google Lisa Lampanelli, Dave's old porn. Bad news bears, not me, Dave, just putting that down there.
That's what I'm plugging in the end David of the show.
Dave's old porn, not the show, but the collection under the bed.
It's in a drawer.
We've been oh.
Slightly classier.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
It's a battle I do not want to fight at all. You're a horrible person.
Nope, I'm your brother.
Sucker.
Nah.
They're not mutually exclusive.
That's true. Whoa, Katie is a brunette.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Cycles through from time to time, kind of unexpected.
I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. That's how she looked when we first met.
It's true. I wasn't there.
No, weren't. You weren't there either.
Me neither.
No. Nope.
Good times.
None of us were there.
It was mostly just Katie and me and the bank. And people in the bank who were not you guys.
You met her at the bank?
Yeah.
While he was working at the bank.
While I was working at the bank.
Money.
You picked up Katie while working at the bank?
Yes, I did.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Seriously. That's a great story. I never knew that before.
Yeah. Yeah, she was making a deposit and actually...
And the jokes begin.
I was going to ask if there's any bank-related pickup line.
There are definitely bank-related pickup lines, but I didn't have to use any of them because she was doing an internship down the road, so she'd come in like a couple times a week.
This story is
internship.
Getting...
Internship.
Yeah. I was like, this story is getting easier and easier to make jokes about.
So she would come in and do, her deposits, and you know, we just sort of hit it off from there. And at one point, I actually told her about the podcast, and she
and that turned her off. So for the next 3 weeks, he used bank related pickup lines. This is gonna be great. That's why I did the little clink clink. Like, that's gonna be a great wedding toast. So. You know,
more like Rodcast, am I right? that one hurt.
Not quite.
No, not the pound. The joke.
Yeah.
Please continue your origin story.
Origin story. Yes. We, you know, through our usual conversation while I'm making a deposit for her. I told her about the podcast. She followed it on Twitter and then followed me on Twitter. And then I
just followed you.
I followed her. I added her on Facebook and then we chatted and then we went on a date and we had a great time. And the rest, as they say,
is you're terrible at this game.
So there you have it. That's the
Back to the Future.
That's the basic outline of the origin story between producer Katie and me.
it's way creepier when you refer to her as producer Katie. Be like, well,
she's the producer for the podcast.
I know, but I don't call you. You don't call me guest James and
host
he's
Adam.
Guest David. Host Adam.
Host Dan.
Host Dan. Proprietor Dan.
I would take proprietor.
Yeah.
If that was available, I would take that one.
That's what you'll be.
Yeah.
Proprietor is a nice title.
I remember talking to you online. You're like, dude, I met this really cute girl. Here's her Facebook profile. I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Proprietor Dan, brother Dave, and deposit specialist Adam.
Specialist. Deposit specialist.
I'd produce her. Hi-oh. Sorry, no. Okay, too much. Sorry, the sound effects are my favorite.
All right, well, I don't know. Where does that take us anyway?
Good mic check, everybody. Good mic check.
Origin stories.
Titles.
Build a title. Go! Podcast done. Shortest show ever.
The shortest one ever would be the week that we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or we didn't do anything and we were okay with it.
We're not doing it this week. Click.
Okay.
Huh.
Deep sigh.
Oh.
Oh my. Dan, you look perplexed.
Well, I'm trying to think of some sort of mic check topic because I'm trying to think of what origin stories would I use.
What would be the origin story of Proprietor Dan?
Right?
Yeah.
How did... I don't know. I lost it.
Never had it. What about her...
One day. In a time where no podcast was recorded here, Dan had an idea while chilling with Adam. Together they are the Buffering Podcast.
Okay, here's something.
Not bad.
Here's something. Recently, and I know that you saw this.
Jizz.
It was finally announced who the winner of Whose Line Is It Anyway was.
Yeah, I posted that.
Thanks to BuzzFeed.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they totaled it out.
Yeah, somebody watched every episode, and they figured out the scores.
Holy crap.
Yep.
To the point where some people were awarded half points, and they made sure to keep track of that.
Yep.
Wow.
Impressively enough, in the one appearance of Robin Williams, he got 1,000 points.
Right. But though Stephen Colbert only had a few.
I think he had two or three appearances.
And he had 12,000.
Yeah.
So he did pretty okay. But then, of course, for the regulars, it got into the millions and billions because...
And Wayne Brady.
Won, yes.
Yep, he won because he was on there.
Most consistently, I'd say.
But what the weird thing is here's my question. So it was only on the American Whose Line. So I would be interested to see the whole shebang because, I mean, then obviously Wayne Brady would be out of the runnings and, you know, it would come down to Ryan Stiles or Colin Mochrie probably.
Was the awarding on that kind of even keel to a certain level?
Yeah,
because he was ahead.
Was it the same tradition of awarding points that don't matter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the same, like, you get 1,000,000 points. You get 5. You know? Like,
yeah, I just couldn't remember how that one went. But I was going to say from that favorite game show, kind of very tangenty, but...
It is a bit tangenty, but I'll play.
It's something relatable.
Yeah.
Guts. No. It counts.
Would work. Or that video game, Nick Arcade.
Yep, Nick Arcade was good. Legends of the Hidden Temple still is awesome, but I think Whose Line would still be my favorite, just because I always ended up laughing my ass off at the end of it.
I can still watch those videos that are posted on YouTube almost daily to this point, like all the best ofs and all that. I can cycle through that, and none of it really gets very stale.
Yeah, I mean, it's solid. I do miss when they would do objects. The object battle.
Oh, the props.
Yeah,
oh,
props.
Props. Back that was my favorite. Oh, loved that.
Scenes from a Hat was always great.
Yep.
And then song titles. Only being able to speak in song titles.
Or Roundup, the country one that they would do sometimes.
The Hoedown?
Yeah, Hoedown.
Hoedown, yeah.
This is good. James?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
You were in it for Fanta, aren't you?
It's been on forever. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It has been on forever.
I like games that I can play along at home.
Yeah, do you yell at the screen?
Yes.
I wouldn't say I yell at the screen. I occasionally will yell at someone who's too stupid for their own good trying to press their luck, which is also another one of my favorite game shows.
Q. But how about Q?
I really dislike
X
when they try to force the whatever the type or the title of the puzzle, like if it's like an object or a place, but that place is not a physical place, but like
Utopia.
Metaphorical place.
Oh, yeah.
Your doorstep.
Yeah. That makes me angry. Other than that.
Well, it has been on forever. They have to come up with new stuff.
30 years. 30th anniversary this year.
Well, I imagine
they could plan
it
home.
I think they could turn it around where it's still the same answer, but a different clue to get you there.
Yeah.
At least slightly.
There is that.
I don't think somebody could look at like four white tiles and then eight other white tiles and be like, oh, I already know that answer. Yep. Done.
Yeah.
I feel like you need at least one letter or a really, really, really easy clue.
Yeah, I think like there's one junkie who has seen all of the episodes of Wheel of Fortune. He becomes a contestant and he's like, oh, this is the puzzle from episode 62.
Yeah.
I know this.
I think they should have to do it American Gladiator style. Have someone shooting tennis balls at them the entire time while they're guessing.
American Gladiators.
Yeah, the original.
Not the reboot.
No, not the reboot with Hulk Hogan.
You got to have... I was thinking about American Gladiators earlier today, actually.
Yeah.
And it was really the mullets and the ridiculous names
Lightning,
that made it. Yeah.
Laser.
Turbo.
Yeah. Rico. What?
Yeah.
That there was one named Rico. He was the contestant who became one of the American Gladiators who later became a World Wrestling Entertainment superstar.
Huh.
True story.
Did not know that.
Yep.
The more you interesting know. If it wasn't in that succession, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Meh. Plus Dick Butkus. Do I have to say anything else?
No, it's awesome.
Classic American Gladiators. Game over.
No, I didn't get that one.
Huge mustache. He was the announcer.
Also, Larry Zonka.
I didn't
Larry
pay Zonka. That much attention.
Might have been Larry Zonka. I don't know.
I just remember the friggin' monkey rings, like the swing rings, where they'd have to go across. I'm like, I would be boned. I would get like to the second one and be like, I'm done. I'm stuck.
Oh,
Let alone trying to hang on when one of the gladiators is like hanging from your torso is like, I'm gassed. Sorry.
I remember that reminds me of playing American Gladiators on the playground in elementary school, and we're on the monkey rings, and Paul Rabel put his hand on top my hand, and I was like, and I fell off, and it hurt a lot.
I remember Scotty Wold, I believe, lost a tooth when we played because we didn't have the monkey rings. We had just straight up monkey bars,
and so
we were like, "You gotta cross, and you know you gotta make it away." And I remember I kicked him really hard. To be fair, he had done it to me twice already, but he fell and hit his face on wood chips.
So if I'm thinking of the right one, they were fairly wide though.
Right? Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The old Groveland steel playground.
Yes,
people died there.
Wait, the one where the gym is or the one over by, like, first grade?
One over by first grade. The old playground.
Okay, the old playground, but not the ancient playground. Not the tetanus shot playground.
The one in the cemetery, no.
No, yeah, that's what I was thinking
Grotanka.
Well, it's not that far. There was that parking lot right over there, and then they had like a really, really, really rusty like three piece.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
That one is really old.
Yeah, that was a death trap. Remember the hill they made out of like the construction refuse? Yeah. They're like, yeah, let's put it in a pile, throw dirt on it. Look, kids, you got a sledding hill until it starts to melt, and then watch out for those steel girder scraps.
Well, originally they put the turf on there too, but yep. Of course with a million kids running across every day.
Just turned to dirt.
Yep.
We had a dirt with chunks of construction crap sticking out of it. And it's gone now.
Yep. That kind of confused me. I remember relatively when that happened, where it's just like, and now it's gone. Yeah.
What happened? Our hill, it disappeared. With the sharp bits.
I went to Scenicites. So, it's awesome. We never had any construction refuse.
Awesome sledding.
We set our own big hill and a big long slide.
You could go down the hill once and then come back up and recess was over.
It's pretty big.
It's scary going down that on a bike.
Minnewashta, yo. We had swings and tire swing. I remember going super fast spinning on the tire swing. That was a huge entertainment for many of my recess years, until you get too big for it.
Yeah, we used to see how fast we could spin people before they'd fall off.
Yes.
That was a terrifying game. Good times.
Worst game show ever.
Kind of like the thing that used to spin up at Tonka Wood and what's it? Oh, that one too.
Yeah, the one at Grow Tonka where it was slightly off kilter, so as you were spinning, it was constantly going, you know, just flipping back and forth, so... Oh, man. Yeah, it's amazing that we are all alive. Like, I think about some of the...
It's not amazing. I never did any of that.
Well, I was thinking of, like, the super small one that was up the top of the hill at Lake Street Extension in Tonka
Wood. Oh, yeah.
Where it's like there's only a small ring that couldn't have been bigger than a basketball that everyone has to, like, cling onto.
And then spin.
And it's all up to your feet to keep you on that thing. So if somebody spins it right, you fly off instantly into the chain link fence or into traffic.
Yeah.
Sweet
memories.
Or real life. But game shows.
Yeah, about them game shows.
We did really well with that.
I like The Price is Right with Bob Barker. I'm not as big a fan with Drew Carey.
I don't think I've watched it more than once with Drew.
It's okay. It's just really odd because they're trying to push the nostalgia buttons all the time, but at the same time, they're trying to make it new and fresh in certain areas, and it's
hard
too
to
much
do.
Overlap.
It's hard to do.
Too much of a history.
Difficult balance to strike, for sure.
Yep.
Same thing with Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady.
Love me some Let's Make a Deal.
I don't understand the cons. I've never seen a full episode to the point where I've heard the rules. How does that game work?
All right, so...
You make deals.
The host, whoever it may be, currently Wayne Brady, goes around. Everybody dressed up in costumes.
Right, I remember that part.
And then they usually pick... multiple people, or at least that's how they're doing it now. So they'll pick a number of people, they'll bring them down. The first person will say, they'll say, okay, you pick, you know, we have like door 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
Or I have $50 or I have what's underneath this box, and then they get to pick it. Now the next person, sometimes they'll say, okay, now that's gone, or they'll also put that on the table to say they can have what she has. And you can take that from her, and she'll get to, you know, pick something else, or she'll get nothing. Or you can pick like $150, or you can pick what's behind door number one. And so they'll get enough people that it's kind of like The Price is Right,
mm-hmm.
where they'll then kind of have a showcase showdown type of thing, where then they'll have the multiple doors or curtains, you know, and they'll say, you know, do you want what's behind door number 1, 2, or 3? And then they'll choose, and they'll say, okay, or, like, before they open it, they'll say, I'll give you $500 if you don't take what's behind door number 2. So it's just basically, like, make a decision and try not to screw yourself when you have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Because you could end up with a donkey or bananas or whatnot.
Yeah, they'll give you, like, a year's supply of Chia Pets or a lifetime supply of Chia Pets, you know. Ooh. Or you could have taken the, like, $1,000 that they were offering you. It's good.
It's kind of like what's it with the suitcases, but you're just kind of
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It is like that.
Only
in a way.
Most of the time,
deal
you can
no
still
deal?
Thank you. You can still end
with
up
Howie Mandel
with something.
Yeah,
where's
like
I feel that
donkey?
One? Yep. Yeah, like a donkey.
Now, would it be like The Simpsons, where Bart is supposed to win an elephant, but no, they don't actually give him the elephant.
Yeah.
Or do you think a lot of people actually went home with the donkey?
No.
I don't think that they give away anything live like that anymore, but they do give away, like, ridiculous stuff.
If I won the donkey, I would run over and be like, fuck yeah, donkey! Like, hop on. Let's go! Where are we going?
I would love, love, love to see you explain that one to Mai.
I got a donkey.
I was at a game show and I won a donkey. Isn't it cute?
I traded it for some magic beans.
Tim has said that apparently he's going to take me to the Price is Right.
That sounds awesome.
So,
sweet.
You should go to everything now that you're out in California. That's what I do if I went out to California. I'd be like, yeah, it's sunny. I got it. You know.
Game show.
Whatever. It's... Game show.
Game show, TV show, game show, TV show, TV yeah. show.
I don't think I do any TV shows. I can watch TV shows on TV.
I guess it's pretty hard to get into game shows. Game
yeah, but I can't be on a game show there,
yeah.
while watching it on TV. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to try.
Should.
I at least want to try for Price is Right, because that'd be fun.
Yeah,
get the name.
What's his name from Breaking Bad was on there.
Yeah.
Chuck was sitting in the front row for an episode, so you see him every time.
That's cool.
Sweet.
Isn't Chuck in Arizona now?
Yes.
Okay.
Scottsdale. I think.
Possibly. Right, if you were going to dress up for Let's Make a Deal.
Ooh, I like this question.
Spider-Man.
What would you dress up as to get noticed?
This guy.
You would dress up as yourself.
Naked.
Eh.
Cut his mic off.
I said Spider-Man first and no one listened.
I heard you.
All right, Spider-Man. Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Or Hulk.
Well.
That's awesome.
What do you got, Dan?
I'd say a hobo.
All right.
So I could either say, no, I didn't dress up. This is me. Or I could just say I'm a hobo.
Or they'd be like, how'd you get in here? Get me out of here. Go eat your beans.
I would be.
Oh.
I'd be a shark. I'd want to be a shark. That'd be fun.
Nice.
And James. What would you do?
Who
would you be?
Paul from the Sgt. Pepper's Club cover.
Rad. I think
it'd be cool to get a foursome to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like I feel like all the best costumes on Let's Make a Deal end up being group costumes or like partner costumes, things like that, where they may not even necessarily be attached. I think although I wouldn't really look fantastic or like either of the actors, I would like to do Troy and Abed sewn together.
Oh.
I think that would be pretty epic.
Huh. Cool.
Though I was thinking I wouldn't pick this for myself, but if I was the host and it's up to me to pick, if somebody was dressed up as a Blue Meanie or him from Powerpuff Girls, either of those would automatically be picked.
Yeah.
Because that'd be really fucked up either way.
I just think if I was going to dress up as a shark, I'd just have like a disembodied arm. And then I'd wave with it and
nice.
My arm would be super high.
That arm
that would
from
get noticed.
The Halloween shop?
Yeah, the very same. And maybe I'd even decorate it with some glow sticks or something like that.
Or you could just make half of your arm be a fin and then it's like holding on and you can have like your actual arm, but you'd have blood around the elbow so it looked like the fin was holding the arm.
Or wear the shark costume halfway down so it looks like you're sticking out of the shark's mouth.
True. That would be halfway eaten.
There you go. That would actually
Halloween next year.
I want that.
Boom.
Okay, done. Very cool.
I imagine it just takes some suspenders to hold it up.
So
that mic check really
we're
picked it up. That was great.
We're just tangentialing all over the place. Which is good.
Yeah.
I like that in a mic check.
Tangential?
Yeah. Okay. When a mic check is tangential. All
right.
Almost genteel.
Yeah.
Oi.
I don't know nothing about no fancy podcasting, but I love when it gets tangential.
I'm just going to say, returning to our original question, I'm just going to say Nickelodeon Guts.
Guts!
You got the aggro crag, you got the trike things, you've got bungees, you've got Big Bad Bo shooting targets.
Mike O'Malley
and whoever the British ref's name was.
Mo,
that's right. Yeah. She was just Mo.
I was like, did she have a last name? They just
called
her Mo,
they did. She did. Is Moira something?
Mo Rocca.
But I can't think of what her last name was. Something British.
Joke's on you.
Momo. Or Australian. British. I'm going to guess British.
Mo Smith.
Any way you cut it, that's a great show.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I was always excited as a kid when that show came on. I was like, yes, Nickelodeon gods.
You can get chunks of the Krag that people won on eBay for like $50 now.
Really? I've been looking for that, and it's never up when I look.
Every so often, it'll come up in like the, you know, items, you know, that match your previous searches. I'm like, how the fuck does a piece of the aggro Krag match anything I was searching for? But okay.
Because eBay knows you better than you know yourself.
It's true.
Because you searched for it before.
Yeah.
It is Moira Quirk.
Moira Quirk.
Q-U-I-R-K.
Mo Quirk. Mo Quirk.
Mo.
Yeah.
Cool. England.
Dan, what do you think?
Well, I would say Legends of the Hidden Temple, always fantastic.
Yes.
Guts. But I'm a little more wary about Global Guts, I found, which was what was available on iTunes.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's too global.
It's, I feel like they only do a consistent number of games for that. I don't feel like there's the variety that I recall.
Oh.
It's always, they always start with the jump and shoot arrows at each other thing. And then it always moves on to the bike terrain course thing. And then they're already at the crag and that's it.
Oh,
Double
yeah.
Dare.
That was pretty solid.
I liked old Double Dare.
Yes.
When it was like, yeah, you may kill yourself sliding in the slime into one of those pits, but you know what?
Totally worth it.
Go for it.
Huffy bike.
Yeah.
Go.
Huffy bike and light up shoes.
Yeah.
So many light up shoes.
But I would say if I had to pick a favorite, it would probably be a tie between Whose Line and Staying Home from School Sick, Price is Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah, yes.
It's always better.
Because it's always... It actually feels different if you're at home sick and you get to watch it versus having the convenience of watching it in your free time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's very true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's why, Jeopardy and Wheels always better early. Like, if you can catch the afternoon Jeopardy. Yeah.
Instead of catching the rerun.
Yeah.
Where someone's already seen it, Dad. They'd be like, I know all these answers. It's like, how do you do that? Oh, you watched it.
And we realize he's
ago.
Been like watching, the 3 o'clock show, and we're like watching it 4:30 when we're home from school. It's like, Dad knows all these answers.
Is Jeopardy still on the air?
Oh yeah.
I feel that's one of the last ones.
Sans mustache.
Yeah, that one's gonna take a while to go away.
When Trebek goes, I'd be concerned for who would replace him.
If it's
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell as Trebek.
Of course.
That would be amazing.
He does have the mustache right now.
Well, I mean, if it comes to that, I think Will Ferrell would make a good substitute.
I doubt that he would commit, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be Trebek, though. I think it would be a nice nod to the SNL skit, but just
to
be himself.
Will Ferrell, and somewhere Trebek's just cussing him.
You know Seacrest is going to take that over too.
Oh.
Pretty soon it'll just be all Seacrest.
All Seacrest time. All the time.
Stupid.
Seacrest out, but don't worry. You can catch me in 30 seconds after this commercial break.
Oh, man.
And during the commercial break, you can listen to me on my radio show.
On Oprah.
Yeah, that's what Seacrest needs. He needs his own
network.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Oprah.
Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
The Ryan Seacrest show.
I just pictured like he wouldn't make a themed channel. It would just be like all different channels on hosted by him.
You get Seacrest. You get a Seacrest. Everybody gets a Seacrest.
So one's like a shopping channel show, and one's a talk show, and one's a game show. It's all hosted by Seacrest.
And at the end, he's just like, "Have a good day, guys."
It like goes off the air half the day. You know, it's just like the. With the picture of the, you know, the Native American head.
No, it's him with
the headdress. Yeah, but it's Seacrest with the headdress.
Oh. Okay, I have to sleep now, you guys. I can't. I have to sleep.
It's been 39 months.
All Seacrest, all the time.
No!
Ryan Seacrest? Anyone?
Well, while he's sleeping, they'll just play old Dick Clark stuff.
Oh,
come on!
It could turn into a Truman Show thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch him sleep with advertisements.
Yeah.
It's so peaceful.
That sounds horrible. This sounds like the worst game show of all time.
Oh no, this is this a whole is the
network.
Channel.
Yeah, it's a network.
That sounds like the worst network of all time. And I'm talking about worse than Oxygen.
I bet it could still get investors.
Oh.
There'd be investors.
It would be instantly, like, every soda brand would want to. Everybody.
Pepsi.
Love me some Seacrest.
How does he not have his own brand of, like, food or, like, cookware or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He does. It's called meth.
Oh, sorry. Sold at your local Walgreens.
Yep.
Hey, man, you want some Seacrest special?
Seacrest brand meth?
good Seacrest shit.
Meth.
It's good shit.
Yay!
I think James is having a problem with our conversation here.
Seacrest out.
I just imagine that Seacrest meth is what you take in order for all your teeth to fall out so you can get fake teeth just like Seacrest.
Or you can scratch yourself to have the same tan as him.
Oh,
that's blood.
Scratch and sniff Seacrest.
What?
It smells, smells like real Seacrest.
It smells like douche.
Oh,
my God.
Is that Aqua Digio?
Sorry.
I think he's like the spokesperson for that, isn't he? He has some. Some
I assume he has his own smell at this point.
Seacrest.
Waffles by Seacrest.
Don't ever put waffles next to Seacrest again.
I know, you saw what happened last time.
I don't know what that, I don't know what that means.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
What?
The IBC does funny
favorite
things.
Game show.
Guess what the hell Dave is trying to say?
This mic check has taken a horrible turn.
I don't know.
Waffles. Seacrest. Mariah Carey.
Waffles.
Waffles.
I mean, I love waffles. I knew it! But waffles. Please don't destroy waffles by associating them with those two.
It's connecting Pinky's thought pattern. Gee, brain. I don't know. Why did you F water hot pants to the bar? What?
It all makes sense to somebody.
Sure, Brian, but where are we going to find rubber pants our size at this time of night?
There was a whole episode dedicated to that, if I remember correctly, where it's just like inside Pinky's mind. And so Brain starts talking, Pinky looks off, and the entire episode is his thought process to get to that one line.
Hmm.
Cool.
Man. I know they had like a 6-minute clip.
Next week on Buffering.
Yeah.
They had a 6-minute clip of all of his, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see gone. That. I saw a clip from Animaniacs of all of the innuendos that they made.
Oh, yeah.
And they are numerous.
They just brought back to the hub.
Kinky, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Dude, anything with the hello nurse?
Hello nurse. There's one with like...
Fingering prints.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dot makes a lot of ridiculously dirty jokes.
Yeah. All those things that went over our heads as children.
Like, it's funny because she's short.
And made our parents go, ah.
Why are you watching this?
But it's okay.
Don't worry, Batman's on next. That one's terribly nonviolent.
Man, all I can think of now is, what's my favorite app?
What?
We were talking about favorites.
What is your favorite app then? Man. Are we talking iPhone, Android?
Oh, we're talking about iPhone.
Yeah.
We're talking about podcasts.
Yeah.
We're talking about Stitcher Smart Radio.
Oh boy. Are you sure?
How did you not see the lead into
go,
that?
Go, Dan, go!
Are you sure you're not thinking of Napster Mobile?
Do it now. Oh, Jesus.
God, the Seacrest meth tastes so good. Napster Mobile.
Yeah, unfortunately,
from the Wayback Machine.
If everything's sounding okay-ish,
Seacrest out.
We are ready.
Okay, then beverages. If anyone needs one,
refresh your beverages.
Ooh.
Oh, stretch your ears.
I was going to say, this is the first time that I haven't felt like my head's cooking because of the headphones. Usually my head just gets too...